I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1332. Be read, don't just read. One of my goals as a pastor is to get people to read the Bible less. Less? Yes, less. I know, that sounds weird. It sounds wrong. But let me explain. Far too many of us read and read and read and read, and we read for speed. I read the Bible in a year. I read so many chapters every day. And that's fine as long as you're slowing down long enough to let the Bible read you, not just you speeding through it. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest commandments are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. To love well, we have to know His Word. In the book Journey of the Soul, the authors tell this story. A man's uncle waited until he retired from his career to get serious about growing in his faith. In his first year of retirement, he read the Bible from beginning to end. After his success, he set out to read the entire Bible in a single month, which, by the way, takes about 2.5 hours per day. And he did it. He determined to keep this pace, to read through the entire Bible cover to cover every month for the rest of his life. In 12 years, he had read through the whole Bible 144 times, and then he died. Now, not many people have done so much Bible reading in such a short time. And yet the man who observed his uncle's Bible reading marathon said this. Here's the irony. My uncle died the meanest, bitterest son of a gun you'd ever wish to meet. The cranky uncle's strong will for Bible reading did not make him like Jesus. He was strong but stupid because he kept getting through the Bible, but he didn't let the Bible get through him. He didn't open his heart to the Word of God and the Spirit, inspiring him to confess his sins, to ask forgiveness, and to learn how to share God's love with people. Now, podcast family, lest you get the wrong idea and start calling the elders and asking them to fire me, understand I'm all for Bible reading. I do it every day. And I do lots of it. And that's fine. As long as you're letting the Bible also read you. It's about transformation, not just information. So the point is, I'd rather see you read less scripture, volume-wise that is, less chapters, and slow down with the part you do read, and let the Spirit of God and prayer and meditation on what God is saying convict you, encourage you, challenge you, change you, as you apply it to right where you're living right now. There's power in that. There's not power in just checking the impressive box of chapter after chapter. Here's the great question. When you read the Bible, do you slow down long enough to let the Spirit and you process what God is saying through His written Word? Let's pray. Father, Word of God and Spirit, we come before You with open hearts and minds, seeking not just to read Your precious Word, but to allow Your Word to read us. May the pages of the Bible not simply be words on paper, but a living, breathing testimony of Your love, grace, and truth. May it pierce through the depths of our souls, exposing our thoughts, intentions, and desires. As we study the Bible, may it be a mirror that reflects our inner selves, revealing the areas in need of growth and transformation. We pray that we don't merely get through the Bible as a task to complete, but that it gets through us, transforming us from the inside out. Fill us with Your Spirit, that we may be empowered to live out the truths that we find in the Bible. Lord, we surrender ourselves to Your Word, trusting that it has power to shape us into the image of Jesus, the living Word. In His name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1333. In the meantime, Jesus said you search the Scriptures because you think in them you have eternal life, but they point to Me. And Paul told Timothy that all Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable, listen to this, for teaching, correction, and training in righteousness, that the person of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Did you hear it? Scriptures are not the end in and of themselves. They point to Jesus. And studying them is not about information, but transformation, because they're to equip us to live life. They're to equip us for every good work, not just make us smarter. So, be read. Don't just read.